USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The governor of Texas hit the brakes on reopening his state as hospitals are now inundated with an explosion of COVID-19 cases, and officials reported 47 new deaths and nearly 6,000 infections, a grim new daily record. And now Texas Medical Center in Houston has reported every ICU bed is now occupied. The dire news was not just limited to Texas, as the United States saw a record number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, with 45,557 reported, according to a tally by the Centers for Disease Control. And they also warn the true number of Americans who have been infected could be over 20 million. And among those who recently tested positive for COVID-19 were a number of members of President Trump's campaign staff and members of the Secret Service who attended his rally on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S. Labor Department reports about 60,000 fewer Americans filed first-time claims last week, but the total remains incredibly high at about 1.48 million initial claims. And it's the 14th week in a row that claims have been more than a million. The biggest week-to-week increases in claims last week in Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. And the steepest declines were in Florida, Maryland, and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three staff members at a youth facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan have been charged in the death of a black teenager who died days after being restrained for throwing a sandwich. Decision comes after the county medical examiner ruled 16-year-old Cornelius Frederick's death a homicide by result of restraint asphyxia. An investigation by Michigan's Department of Health found that staffers used a restraint that was significantly disproportionate, with one teen sitting on Frederick's chest for over 12 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group the Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by the Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks' website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this new..."